Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. We have a great show planned out for you today. We're going to be talking about a little bit of computer news and all that stuff, as I did last week, and gaming news and all that sort of stuff, as well as talking about sports. And Bike Week was in Daytona, and if some of you know, I went to Bike Week. I went to Daytona yesterday, and it was pretty cool. There was a lot of bikes there, and it was amazing to see, you know, so many bikes in one place. And it's not even, you know, a motorcycle dealership like Harley-Davidson. And all different types of bikes. You have trikes. You have the Batman Mobile, where basically there's, I think there's two wheels in the front and one wheel in the back, and I don't know, all different types of bikes, and it was really awesome to see, because I've never been there before. We also got to see the Daytona International Speedway, and that was cool, and of course, it's right by the airport, and then also Bike Week is going on, so the noise pollution this week is over 9,000, and it was just really, it was a really cool sight to see. We weren't able to go down Main Street, but it's cool to see all the bikes. And we went to Destination Daytona, and we got to see everybody there, and that was really cool. I just learned a lot about bikes and the groups or the clubs and those certain things, and, you know, just the different types of riders and all that. So we're going to be talking about that today, as well as NBA and computer. So, yeah, stay right here on PJ Sports Talk. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Bike Week. Stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
City's built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. And so, NFL free agency is coming up in 2 days. We'll also be talking about that later in the show. But let's get into Bike Week. So, Bike Week, so many different types of motorcycles, so many different types of riders. So, you know, the first one, you have the one percenter, which is basically the person who is hardcore. They'll ride in any type of weather. You know, they usually have, they usually put thousands of more, like, thousands of dollars more than a normal rider, and, you know, it's their main way of transport. Those are the 1%ers. You have the Rolex riders, who are usually, you know, doctors and, therapists and those type of, you know, the special jobs. and they're the ones with the Rolexes and the suit and tie, and they go out on their motorcycle and they ride. And in the weekend, they throw on their jacket with cut-off sleeves, and they go out with their buddies, go to the local bar, and then go out and ride, you know. Well, go to the local bar after, of course. Drinking and driving is not a good thing. But, yeah, those are the type of riders, of course. There's a lot of things to do during bike week. And in Daytona, I get to see the Atlantic Ocean for the first time. Tampa, so I usually have to see the Gulf of Mexico and that sort of thing. And it was the Atlantic Ocean, I will say, if you've never seen it before, it is a sight to see. It has a lot stronger waves, and I'm sure there's even stronger in the Pacific. But it was just really cool, and it had this – it was like a it was amazing. And I thought it was really cool. And then it wasn't the best of weather. Weather. So it stopped a lot of the riders coming to Daytona because they didn't want to ride in the, you know, the crazy wet, you know, cold weather. And even those people that were the 1%ers and that would ride in any weather, it wasn't them that broke down. It was the bikes. And the bikes couldn't handle the weather. So, you know, most people turned around and went back. And then we also went golfing, so that was cool. I did really well. I had some really crazy putts. I got a few birdies, too. And, you know, most of it was legit. Some of it I had to pick up and go by my mom because there was people behind us. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. And I got to drive the golf cart a little bit. Of course, it's really cool. I mean, I'm turning 15 in 2 years, and I'm gonna be a driver. It's one of the biggest decisions that I have to make coming up. So there's that. And it was really cool. It was pretty good weather. Yesterday was when we golfed in the morning. It was pretty good weather, so we played 18 holes. Anyway, yeah. And bike week, it was just a lot of fun. And we got to stay at a very nice lady's house. And they had this beautiful house on the beach. It was really awesome. But, yeah, that was pretty much my bike week experience. Of course, there's different groups and things, and I thought it was really interesting how, you know, you have to check in with the local chapter in order to make sure that you'll be, I mean, that way they know you're not trying to sabotage or whatever, because these bike things, the bike clubs, they take it really seriously, and it is a big deal, so it's really cool, and they have, there's colors, basically, and colors defines what group you're in. You know, there's the Hells Angels, there's the Outlaws, those are the two main groups, and of course, there's other ones, and you usually wear color, like your colors on the back of your jacket, and they sew it on there, and it's a slow patch, and they have different colors and a different logo, like the Hells Angels, that has Hells Angels written across the back, and it's really cool, and yeah, it was really awesome. Anyway, I feel like I'm rambling here, so we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back with NFL and NBA. Stay tuned.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm going to kick it off with NFL because there's some big news going on. We are 2 days, 2 hours, 49 minutes, and 20 seconds from March 10th, 4 p.m., which is NFL free agency. The free agents are free. So, basically, there's been some big news. Van Dominic Sue is going to the Miami Dolphins. He's leaving Detroit and will sign a massive contract with the Miami Dolphins, as well as there's been some pretty crazy news going on. Chris Johnson was shot in a drive-by, and he had to go to the hospital, and he is in rehab right now, getting better. And it was crazy. The driver who was driving him was shot dead, and it was in a drive-by. They don't know who it was. And they're trying to find that out right now. But Chris Johnson is in critical condition. Please send out your prayers to him. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. LeSean McCoy has agreed to a 5-year contract with the Buffalo Bills. This is big news. I would never expected him to go to such a sucky team because the Bills aren't the best. But we'll see what he can do there. Randall Cobb is staying with the Packers, and he's agreeing to a 4-year deal. So that's pretty cool. Of course, he is one of the big ones. It was pretty cool. Anyway, that's pretty much all that's going on in the NFL. Meanwhile, in the NBA, the Spurs clobber the Bulls, and they go on to they have eyes on their fifth straight win in a row. Can they pull it off? We'll see. They had some NBA top plays, some really cool dunks, and all that sort of stuff. The Rockets beat the Nuggets. And the Heat beat the Kings in a thriller in overtime. And, that was all pretty freaking cool. For the rankings, we have Stephen Curry at the very top, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Chris Middleton, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, DeMarcus Cousins, and Damian Lillard. Stephen Curry being the best in the NBA as of right now, it is looking crazy. He has been on fire, it seems to be pretty good. For the best in the league, the Golden State Warriors are at the very top with, you know, the best win-loss record. Then it goes on to the Clippers, the Cavaliers, the Trailblazers, and the Hawks, which is kind of crazy. The Spurs are trying to get back up there. Something that surprised me is how low the Cavaliers are. Or not how low. I mean, how high the Cavaliers are. They didn't get out on a really good start, but now they're doing pretty good. They're in the third rank in the NBA, so that's pretty cool, according to the ESPN's power rankings. And they're doing pretty well. Thunder is at 6, and Spurs is at 7, so they're trying to make it into that top 5. Hawks is really a surpriser, too. I never would have expected them to do so well. Yeah. So we have about 15 minutes left on the show here. We're going to get into computers and games and all that sort of news. And basically, I saw this thing. I watching this TV show. It's called The Tech Guy, and it was really cool because there's this new feature with There's this new feature where you're able to have internet anywhere, and it basically you put this little chip onto your SIM card, and it gives you roaming, and it's free. So I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, also, the Xbox One is now catching up to PS4, but the numbers don't add up. Xbox has made better changes, and it's getting pretty much the same performance as PS4, but there's not any more people buying it. Like, PS4 is still very high in the rankings, above it. There's been some Apple pictures of some new gadgets and all that sort of thing leaked. And they're basically making a smartwatch that is kind of like the Google Watch. And this was leaked before the announcement of a new gadget. And it's basically a watch. And it's pretty much, I'm guessing that it's going to be a smartwatch. But I think that's pretty cool. So also there's been some news and the internet regulation where they ask the internet company, are you public or are you private? And if they choose private, they don't get funding from the government. And that's it. They can't do anything. But they don't have, I think the way it works is that they don't have to pay taxes, like for the company, because they're doing a public service. But if they are chosen as public, I don't know. They get funding from the government, and I think the way it works is if they're private, they're able to. Here's how it works. If they're private, then the people that they supply services for have to pay them for their internet. If they're public, then the people that are getting their internet don't have to pay for them, and the government funds them because they're doing the public service. That was pretty cool. Internet Explorer is vulnerable to an attack, a freak attack from a hacker group. So be careful about that. UTorrent has been accused of bundling cryptocurrency malware with popular BitTorrent product client. So it was two competitors there. NASA has found evidence of ancient ocean covering 20% of Mars. So on Mars, there was ocean at one time. There was water. And so this is big news for NASA, and if you guys are into that sort of thing. Internet regulation, Comcast has blocked the HBO Go app from working on the PS4. So if you have a PS4 and you have Comcast, they are blocking HBO on your PS4. It's kind of weird that they would do that. HBO does have some shows that aren't, necessarily good, but it's weird to do that. Yeah, that's pretty much all that it is for, that tech stuff. I want to get into some other things here. I was watching some NBA 2K14 or 2K15 My Park, and it was pretty cool. They have interaction. They have all new animations and all that sort of stuff, as well as if any of you all are into Minecraft. Minecraft has got some recent updates that are improving the performance, so that's pretty cool as well. Also, Alienware has now made a 6-core game PC with liquid cooling for $2,650. In my opinion, liquid cooling is basically the same as a pretty good fan, but liquid cooling sounds a lot cooler, so most people to charge higher for it, and of course Alienware is one of those. They are making this new gaming PC, and it was really cool. There are some arguments. I would like to get into the PC versus console sort of thing. So I would say that PC is a lot better. I'm looking at the Alienware X51 6-core gaming PC with liquid cooling. I'm surprised that the liquid cooling is so, like, push, you know. It says if you're looking for the ultimate gaming experience, you're going to want to invest in a high-end gaming PC. Sure, the Xbox, the Xbox One, the PS4, and low-end everything, and low-end gaming rigs can play just about everything. But the frame rate and resolution definitely suffer. Now, that is the thing. Most of you are thinking, huh, why would I buy this Alienware X51 6-core gaming PC with liquid cooling for $2,650 when I can just get a PS4 and an Xbox One for $500? You know, maybe you're thinking that. Well, there's so many reasons as to why you would go with a gaming PC. It doesn't even need to be this much. Most people can usually get a pre-built gaming PC, and it's going to run pretty much every game at around, you know, 100 FPS for pretty much every game for $500. You know, if you build it yourself. If you want pre-built, it's going to be around $600, and you can get a really good gaming computer, and it's going to have better quality than, you know, a PS4, an Xbox One, all that sort of stuff. Also, if you want to go with a PC, it is really a lot easier if you want to get into recording and that sort of thing, and as well as if you want to learn about it. Most of the reason why I got my gaming PC is because I wanted to learn about how it works and all the sort of things, so I can be educated on this and really get into that sort of thing and help out my friends and all that sort of stuff who want to get a gaming PC too. And I really did learn a lot, whereas a PS4 or an Xbox One, you just take it from the GameStop, you plop it on there, you put in a low cord to your TV, and you put in a power cord and internet, and there you go. It's pretty much all you need to know if you want to play games. Whereas if you're doing this, you get to learn a little bit more. Also, there's a lot more games designed for PC than there is for Xbox. Now, there is some, like, such as Halo, where it's only for console. But I'd rather have all the indie games, all that sort of stuff, than having, you know, just a few big games. I would say that the community is a lot nicer on PC because, of course, there are those people that get pre-builts and they don't really have to have patience, but usually pre-builts are very expensive and you have to have a good job and be educated about it. So that's why the community on PC, if you have a problem with it, you can just go to a forum. You can, you know, ask the people, hey, does anybody know what is wrong with this? Well, whether it's a server or you're trying to do something on a game or the games are glitching out or how to make an image or, you know, whatever. There's a lot more, it's a lot better community. Whereas if you're on a console, it is just, you know, send it to Microsoft or send it to Sony and hope that it gets fixed. That's pretty cool. Anyway, that's pretty much my take on it and what's better. Now, of course, you know, there's pretty much, if you're not used to it, you're not going to notice a difference between Xbox and computer and the frame rate and how it looks and the resolution and all that. Of course, you're not pretty much going to notice that. But there is, it's a lot easier to record, better community and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, you're learning a lot, too, and you're able to do a lot more. Anyway, that's my take on the topic. I hope you guys have enjoyed this edition of PJ Sports Talk. Please be every Sunday at 3. I will see you all next weekend. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a fabulous day. And I will see you all next weekend. Bye.